This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday, as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a traffic stop on East Park Street. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for no right on red. So it's the one place in the state you cannot take a right-hand turn at the red light, Russ.
Well, now, was he turning onto Park or Coulter?
He was turning onto Coulter, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Well, even on Park Street. You can't turn even on Park Street.
I thought you could.
No.
Oh.
See, the sign says right in front of you.
No right on red. All right.
Because you're taking a right-hand turn. But there's another car coming up Coulter, and they're going to shoot right into Park Street.
I see. Yeah. And used to have, well, we still do a little bit at the intersection down by Maverick.
Yeah.
And things can get a little interesting down there.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
Thank you for clearing that up.
There you go. Suspicious activity West 2nd received a report of a bag that was left on a table. Officers responded, determined the owner of the bag, and the investigation is ongoing.
Where was this at?
On the West 2nd Street.
So.
There must have been maybe at the Plaza Diane.
I noticed a bag sitting on the picnic table in Washington Park.
Oh, okay.
And that could
that's
be
around
Second Street, too.
Yeah, there you go. So, did you go peek in it?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to go peek in somebody's bag.
It might have said to Russ from Santa. You don't know. You don't.
I'm 99.9% sure it did not.
Oh, okay. Traffic complaint, south of Zorka, received a traffic complaint heading into Powell. Officers responded and made contact with the driver, who was not impaired. Just a bad driver. Sorry. Just a bad driver.
I've been driving badly for 40 years.
Not drunk, okay. Animal lost on Wood Street. Report of a lost dog. Dog later found. Returned to owner. And if there's a dog wandering on Wood Street, every dog in the neighborhood will let you know.
Light them up.
I know that. Suspicious activity north of Zorka. Received a report. Lights on in a building. Officers have spotted. Everything was okay. Nothing to see here. Traffic stop on Coulter and Panther Boulevard. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for failure to signal. And that is a... That's an interesting intersection on Coulter and Panther Boulevard.
Right.
You get people coming in off the highway, plus you get the trees on the left side. It's sort of hard to see.
Right.
And then you get somebody who doesn't want to signal. Or they can't. I was on the phone talking to Ed. We're getting nuggets for the babies. We couldn't use my turn signal. I had my phone. Sorry.
Both of which are against the law.
Yeah.
Using the phone and not using the turn signal.
Yeah, but that's the hand of choice for cell phone users. You always see it up there on the left side of their head, So they're not trying to hide it, Russ.
No.
They're committing a crime without hiding it. So, domestic on E6 received a report of a domestic. Officer responded, nothing physical. Both parties separated. Nothing to see here. So, theft on East 1st received a report of a theft of a coat and keys. Officer spoke to the RP. Investigation ongoing. Disposition C case. This at 2 a.m. On the 29th. So it was after, I think, the bar's closing up, Ross.
Yeah.
Time to go. Hey, where's my coat?
And keys.
So I would be jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Traffic stop. Expired driver's license. Warning for speeding. But I'm a good driver. Property loss, South Bend. Received report of a lost driver's license somewhere downtown. Dispatch handled. Okay, there you go.
Well, did you retrace your steps?
Yeah.
Let's see. Stumble, fall.
Yeah, somewhere downtown. Traffic stop on North Bend and E2nd. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for illegal U-turn disposition warning issued. That's and doing it in front of a cop, Ross.
When the those signs go up.
Yeah. And it's and of course everybody who is driving downtown has to wait for this person to do the illegal U-turn. So
see, and what I realized too, now it is just certain there are streets in Powell where it's perfectly fine to do a U-turn. Take, for instance, Bent Street. If you go past the intersection of Bent and 3rd, guess what?
Yeah.
You can do a U-turn.
Well, but it's not really the downtown, you know, once you get past 3rd, you know. So
you put one foot out of downtown.
Yeah. So
come on.
There you go. That's just to, you know, for one, it's inconvenient for others. And for two, you get a lot of people who are walking downtown.
This is true.
And they don't use the crosswalks, Russ.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Trespass complaint. Received a request to serve a criminal trespass on a person. See, I tried doing it on a bird. It didn't work. It has to be a person. So
I'd like to take out a restraining order against these 22 squirrels.
I hate those people. Those stupid squirrels.
Keep them out of my yard.
Officer contacted that person. They were advised of the trespass. Disposition completed. Let's see. Expired registration. Traffic stop at Shopko. We remember that place, Russ.
Yeah, I suppose.
Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for hands-free violation. Warning issued. Almost out of town, Russ. They're heading out. Fraud related. Avenue H received report of Social Security fraud.
Uh-oh.
Incident under investigation. That's not good.
That's a group of people you don't want coming after you.
No. Let's see. Property damage. Beckman. Damage to a building. Case under investigation. So you go start punching a building. You can't do that. So animal loss. South Everett's. Report of a lost chihuahua. Loaner called back. Advised they found the dog. It was in my purse. There it is. It was behind the gum.
It was attached to my keister.
Let's see. Domestic. Avenue F. Received report of a domestic disturbance. Officer responded. Contacted both parties. They advised it was only verbal. Agreed to separate for the night. Disposition completed. But I'll be back tomorrow. You can't say that in front of the cop, Ross.
No,
that's not a good idea. Trespass complaint. Avenue F. Received a request for a criminal trespass. Served on a person. An officer contacted the person, advised them of the trespass disposition completed. I don't know if it was the same as the domestic place, but it was on Avenue F. Yeah, so
it's a busy place, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see. Animal noisy, North Ferris. Report of barking dogs. An officer responded, located the residence. The officer was not able to contact the homeowner. Advised the dogs didn't start barking until the officer showed up there. Well, how do you know? They weren't barking until I showed up. But you weren't there before. But I know. They told me. Yeah. Let's see. Suspicious activity on Grand. Received report of a person in a shiny black car that had parked at a fence near an open gate. A man then got out of the car, threw something over the fence. This had occurred the previous day. Officer responded, search the area. Nothing out of the ordinary was found on Grand Street. So, but it was a shiny car, Russ.
Yeah.
Not a dull-looking car.
I wish I could afford a shiny car.
Yeah. Fraud-related, Hamilton Way. A resident advised they keep getting toll receipts in the mail from California with their camper plate, but they haven't been to California. An officer spoke to the RP and advised this is an actual company, and they must have the plate number wrong. The RP was told to call them and straighten it out.
I'm assuming they ran out to the camper to make sure the plate was still there.
Yeah, disposition completed. So, but, yeah, now they probably don't even want to go to California.
Well, probably best left alone.
Yeah, stay out. You know, that's just a whole hornet's nest right there. let's see. Property damage on North Bent. An officer noticed some damage to city property. Case under investigation, disposition, C case.
You know, that stuff belongs to all of us.
So yeah.
That's like their They're messing with my property.
And your tax dollars to fix that. So it could be anything from a bench to a tree or a light pole or an electrical outlet. There's all kinds of little city property things that are downtown. Suspicious activity, West 3rd. An officer noticed a vehicle with the back open. The back. The officer closed the door, left a crime prevention flyer explaining what happened. And the chief has talked about these little flyers that they have. And they say, if I was a criminal. And I think it has a guy like wearing a hoodie. He's got a hoodie.
Why don't they go back to remember the little thin that just covered your eyes and you tied it?
It's one of those things.
Two little eye holes.
Yeah.
Running around carrying a bag with the money sign on it.
That's a criminal.
That's the international symbol.
You know that. You know that's a criminal. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they sell a lot of products to make your car shiny over there at Aldridge's, in case you want to be pointed out in Police Blotter.
There you go.
Anyway, I appreciate the Powell Police Department for today's Police Blotter report. Didn't have time to get to the stuff that was going on in Cody. So.
Busy.
Yeah, well, it's we didn't do the Wednesday Police Blotter, so for some reason, I don't know why we didn't do. Oh, we weren't here. That's why. Anyway.